Hey, I'm Megan, your passable prognosticator.
And I'm Chet, your second-rate theomancer.
And we are
the Mediocre Mystics.
Hey guys, welcome back. We are here recovering from the wild ride of bibliomancy from last week.
And this week, we are long, we are strong, we're ready to get our prognostication on.
That's right, because today we're talking about dicks.
Yes, the art and science of phallomancy.
That's right. So excited, so weirded out that a book by Jen Sincero on making money. Thus to a weird, weird, weird day we had in which we watched a porn. Just one singular porn type.
I was going to say it's not necessarily true.
There were a lot of duds before we found the right one.
Yeah, it was really upsetting a little bit. So when we were looking for the next divination method out of the passages we pulled out of Jen Sincero's book, which were, mine said, well, first, Ted did it. He said,
your heart is the most powerful muscle in your body. Do what it says.
Mm-hmm. So we went and looked for anything we could find on heart, muscle, power, body, and really the only ones that we could come up with involved some sort of ritualistic sacrifice, or like bloodletting, or shoulders.
With the exception of one, which was phallomancy, and the description that was proffered of phallomancy was divination by evaluating, or divination from, a bull's penis.
Yes. So that was interesting. We were like, I don't know about that. And then I pulled my passage, which was, if it's on your mind, it will soon be in your lap.
So we took a moment, we giggled for like 10 minutes about the bull penis divination. And so when Megan's passage came up, of course there was another round of giggling because we immediately thought of the bull penis again.
That's right, because it was on our mind.
It was.
And it will soon be in our laps, apparently.
So we kept looking and trying to figure it out. Coming back to this passage, we were like, well, what keeps coming to mind? We laughed again, because again, we're children. But we decided that that must be it. The universe was pointing us in this direction.
Yeah, so at first we took bull really literally. So we both grew up in this tiny little farm town. We are about, where we're recording right now is at my house, which is maybe 20 minutes from that town, and we really seriously considered getting in the car and looking for an actual bull to observe its penis, and neither of us could really psych ourselves into that, and I'm kind of okay with that. It's really because trespassing, it was hot, animal stuff, I don't know about you, but I'm not real into that.
Nope.
Okay. So that's when Ted came in with the glorious idea, and I didn't know this, but apparently
bull is a term used in various porn formats, sexual circles, relating to a strong, powerful, dominant male. So, specifically in the cuckold porn genre. So we're like, well, we could watch that and observe that bull's penis and do our phallomancy based on that.
And so that's what we did. Except here's the bummer. Neither of us took notes. And then it was several weeks before we decided to try and record again. And so that didn't work out. And so we had to watch another one. And so apparently that's just what we do now to warm up for the podcast. Yeah, nope. So we watched another one. And we remembered to take notes. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about what phallomancy really is. Well, I mean, I guess it's reading a bull's penis. It sure could be, but I don't know anything about that. But where it came from, how long it's been around. You might be able to guess that literally as long as time has been around, phallomancy has been around. There's no real first recording of it. It's for as long as men have existed, they've been really interested in their dicks. So I really just don't think that's a surprise to anybody out there. If it's a surprise to you, let us know. DM us on Instagram at Mediocre Mystics. That's surprising. So basically it comes from all over the place. There's some Indian folklore, Tibet, China, but there's not a ton of information about it. And so we got really all of our information from this website called monamagic.com, and that's magic with a K because of course it is. I'll link that in the show notes so you can read all about phallomancy yourself. And it tells us exactly how to do it, which is interesting.
Wasn't there also a live journal where you could submit your dick pics for readings?
Yes, there was. I don't have that pulled up, and I'm pretty sure the last one was in 2012, but you never know. That lady might still be doing it. Maybe she moved to a more legit website.
Than live journal?
Than live journal. It's no Zanga. Yeah, so that's a thing. We did not do that. I could not do that. I don't think Ted did that. Unless you did that on your own time.
I did not.
Okay.
Nope, no dick pic sent.
All right, fair. So basically, phallomancy is the science and art of judging a man's character and lovemaking style by the shape of his penis. And that is pretty much a way to reveal your sexual style, your morals, and your capabilities, which is weird. And I'll take it. Essentially, it has you deciding when you're observing said penis. It's in its natural form. So, like, don't get crazy. Just drop trowel. Take a look down. Is it long or short? Is it thick or thin? Smooth or bumpy? What does the tip look like? Is it bent or curved? In which direction? What's the hair sitch? Are there moles? Do you have, like, a scar, like a birthmark or something? So those are the kinds of things that we looked for. And yeah, I don't know, man. The Indian and Tibetan lore is kind of interesting because they believe that it's unlucky for a man to be overendowed. So smaller is better, means that he will be rich and a good husband if his penis is no more than 6 finger widths long, which I don't.
We are both holding our hands up with our fingers splayed so that we can get a feel for that looks like.
Looking very perplexed as well, which is, I mean, that's a little bit smaller than average, I think. Oh, I guess, but it's not when, okay. Yeah, so okay, about an average size. If you're average, you'll be fine. If you're not, sorry. But also, I'm not sorry. Hindus, similar beliefs. So they think big penises are trouble. It means you'll be poor. It means you'll have no sons. It says if your member is straight, you'll be rich. So I don't know what it means if, like, what if you have a really big straight penis? Because one says you'll be rich, one says you'll be poor.
Maybe you'll be money poor, but, like, emotionally rich. Or vice versa.
Yeah. Rich in sex. So, you know, that's interesting. Also, if your glands is raised in the middle, you will have many cows.
Raised in the middle?
I don't know what that means.
No, I mean, are we talking like a triceratops ridge kind of thing? Like a very prominent? Of course, there's no real information.
There's none. It has it if it's depressed in the middle, if it's raised in the middle, or if it's not very large. So I guess, use that at your discretion. It probably just is whatever you feel like it is.
Right.
Because it's all bullshit. Bull penis shit. Okay, well, so we're gonna get into what we saw in the porn. We'll talk about that more, but really quick, we're gonna break because we've got a little message for you about our good friends at Anchor. So you guys are pumped about Anchor now, right?
I know we are.
We're so excited about it. So yeah, I know, getting back into it, we had to watch a different porn because we didn't take notes the first time.
We did have the wherewithal to take it the second time, though we did lose the notes and were on the verge of watching a third before the notes were finally found.
Yeah, and I think at some point, what's that song? That Good Charlotte song? Well, I mean, it's literally not important, but it's basically like, like if you're like, it's like shake it once, that's fine. Shake it twice, that's okay. Shake it three times, you're playing with yourself. Anyway, not important. All right, so the second one we watched, I didn't search for this one, so I don't have any information on where we got it or what it was or anything about it.
That's fine. I don't think we need to put links to that in show notes or anything.
You can watch the exact one we watched. I'm just joking. You can't. I mean, just look.
It's on a streaming site. There is no finding it again.
They're all just the same, really, in the end.
In fact, the results pretty much matched up to what I remember us finding before. It might have been one or two differences, but it was pretty similar.
Yeah, there were a little bit of a few differences. This one was a Czech film.
Ah, the Czechs.
Ah, the Czechs. Yes. So we took a look at that. We've also decided, like, the guy was making some really terrible sounds.
Yeah, he got muted real quick.
Yeah, and, like, the face, like, I can't imagine actually sleeping with that guy. Like, it just wouldn't, I would just instantly be like, no, shut it down. You gotta go. It would not be good. So we took a look at, we just went down the list on this Mona Magic website and just tried to, we paused and took several notes about all the ways that you can read it. So
it was very clinical.
It was very clinical. I'm very proud of us. So first off was it long or short? So they have the benchmark set that if it's 3 inches or below, it's short. And if it's 3.5 inches or above, it's long. And that is, again, in your natural state, so not to worry. So we found that it was long, which, according to this, means that the guy's an innovator, an extrovert, confident, unusual, and detailed. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, there's not enough citation, I feel, for this to be a science. I feel it's more of an art.
It's definitely an art. Otherwise, wouldn't it be called phallology? Phallology?
The study of dicks?
Yeah. I feel like that's more scientific. That can
still be a thing.
The next one was whether it was thick or thin. Now, the length was really the only benchmark we actually got, so the rest of it was just up to
super subjective, us. Yeah.
Yeah. So we decided it's probably thick. Like, not abnormally so or anything, just not thin, I think was more...
Yeah.
Like, it just wasn't... thin, I guess. I don't know. But that says that he's independent, determined, and has a fiery energy. It's Leo season, ladies. Leo season. The next one is whether it was smooth or bumpy. And we saw that it was smooth.
Pretty smooth, yeah.
Yeah. Which means that guy is intuitive and adaptable, which makes sense. Because he's in porn. I feel like you have to be pretty adaptable to be in porn.
Sure.
Do you disagree?
No, that tracks.
Yeah. Unless you're, like, doing the same kind all the time. But even then, you have different partners.
True.
Hmm. Well, then, we took a look at the tip. Yes, you do. This is where it differed from the first time.
Yes.
So, this one was they ask you to look at whether it's pointed, blunt or square, or wide or bulbous. And this guy had a pointed tip, which means he's idealistic, artistic, independent, and the dominant partner, which also tracks. Considering he's the bull.
Right.
Right.
It's the whole purpose, yeah.
Exactly. And then we had to look at whether it was a bent or curved. Now, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure it was curved up, but this gave us nothing for that. So it was just like, is it curved to the right or left? Is it bent sharply? Is it long and bent? Or is it bent at the base? And so we decided to not take notes on any of that because it didn't really meet any of those criteria, so we just left it because we wanted this reading to be accurate. We're nothing if not accurate.
Always. Absolute professionals.
That's right. So finally, we had to take a look at the hair situation. Sparse or bushy? It was definitely sparse, which means that he's refined, but also has a lower self-esteem.
Hmm.
Interesting. And then lastly, we had to look for any moles or other blemishes. And depending on where the mole is, means different things. But we found he had a mole near his ass. Not on his ass, but near it. And so we decided to go with that. According to Mona Magic, that means he's lazy. So all of that. So long, thick, smooth, pointed tip, sparse hair, but adjacent mole. We put together a little list of things about that guy. So we know that guy is dominant, artistic, detailed, independent, intuitive, adaptable, and a little lazy. Now, the first time we did it, the first time we watched this with a different person that we looked at, we ended up coming to tarot as a conclusion on which divination method we should do next. And we went into this one thinking, you know what, if the universe wants us to do tarot, the universe will bring us back to tarot.
And considering that we had fairly similar results, and the argument can still be made that tarot fits this description, we decided that that was the case. So our next method will be tarot.
Ooh, I'm very excited for that. So that's pretty much it. So yeah, next week we're going to cover tarot, and we'll see what happens from there.
So thank you for listening, and as always, we'll see you in the stars.